Let's ponder this part particularly. With plenty of sick trees, I trow the world would live in peace, man. The sword would help to make a plow. The din of war would cease, man. Like brethren in a common cause, we'd on each other smile, man. And equal rights and equal laws would gladden every eye, man. Now that strikes me as guidance. Let's think more on that. We're gonna be thinking more on that in all of our subsequent shows. Sisters and brothers, to carve one's own path, determine one's own destiny is worth everything. We come into this constructed unreality as unreal as to the falcon, the cage, and the leash. An unreality that mirrors the souls of the global statesmen. And it takes us many moons of trudging through their dark deeds and chopping their thick lies from our faces to finally see their hidden hand that holds the strings. And looking up, see it is their tears of laughter from watching us fall and scramble on each other that is moistening the earth with poison and not the healing rain. No wonder nothing grows. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. And so do we wonder at powers panic when the people rise and say they want a different way, that war and competition and nothing being what it seems has sucked our earth dry and us. And now we see if we want something different, we must work tirelessly to get it. So our children and all life can live free. We know we can do this. We, the people and the earth, are the creative energy, the builders, the inventors, the generous sharers of knowledge. It is not we who cause the devastation, but it's always we who rebuild after it. Europe was leveled at the whim of global statesmen, and it was we, the people, as always, who rebuilt it. We stolen Africans received blows for payment for all our creative force. But we gave more anyway, just to watch it stolen too, when credit never given. We know the ways of power. It's time we're reacquainted with true power, with our own creative energy.